small village in Ireland, a 60-year-old woman gave birth to a baby. Can you imagine that? 60 years old. And it was the talk of the village. Everybody wanted to go over and see the baby, see how the mother was doing. So one day some of the ladies went over and said, "We'd like to see the baby." And the mother says, "I'll be happy to show you the baby as soon as it starts crying." And they say, "Why is that?" And the mother says, "Because I can't remember where I left it." It's one of the challenges of having children when you're older. And this is the situation with John the Baptist and his parents. His parents were Elizabeth and Zechariah. They were advanced in age, Scripture says. They were barren their entire life, never being able to be blessed with children. And yet, God worked a great miracle and gave them a gift. And they named that gift John. The name John means the gift of God. That's what that name means. And so he was the child of their advanced age. It was miraculous because they were well beyond childbearing years. And yet God blessed them with a special gift. So today is the feast day of St. John the Baptist. Now, St. John the Baptist has two feast days, his martyrdom in August, but today we celebrate the birthday of John the Baptist. It's very rare that we ever celebrate a saint's birthday. Always we celebrate the day of their birth into heaven. The day of their death is their true birthday into heaven. But there's three people that we celebrate their birthday into this world. Jesus, December 25th, who is the Son of God. We celebrate his birth. We celebrate the birthday of our Blessed Mother on September 8th. And we celebrate John the Baptist's birthday today. Those are the only three ever born into this world without original sin. Perhaps that's why the church celebrates this day as well. See, Jesus has no sin. He's a divine person, the second person of the Trinity. He was born into this world, obviously, without sin, since he is God. Mary was preserved from the first moment of her existence, her immaculate conception, where God preserved her from being tainted by original sin. But today's saint, John the Baptist, even though he was conceived with original sin, he was cleansed, he was sanctified at 6 months in his mother's womb. At the visitation, the scriptures say that when Our Lady, immediately after she conceived Christ in her womb by the power of the Holy Spirit, went to visit her cousin Elizabeth, and Jesus was within Mary, sanctified John the Baptist. It says, as soon as Elizabeth heard Mary's voice was a channel of grace. And as soon as that happened, this unborn babe, 6 months in his mother's womb, leapt for joy. As I mentioned, he did the little Irish jig in his mother's womb, or a little Israeli jig in his mother's room. A Yiddish jig. And so he was sanctified. See, this fulfilled what Gabriel had told Zechariah in the temple, that your child will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. So John was cleansed of original sin, sanctified. He was, in a sense, baptized and cleansed of original sin in his mother's womb. And so then it says Mary remained with Elizabeth and helped with the birth of John the Baptist and helped prepare for this great precursor of the Lord. See, John the Baptist was to be the last of the Old Testament prophets and the first of the New. He would bridge the gap between the Old and New Testament. John the Baptist would prepare the way for the Messiah. He prepared the way for the Lord. So John the Baptist would be born. He would be given the name of John. He would then, according to tradition, went out to the desert and was raised in the desert, perhaps around the Dead Sea, with the Essene community, a community of penitential men who were preparing for the Messiah. And then John the Baptist came on the scene, and the first thing he said was, when he saw Jesus, was, "Behold, there is the Lamb of God." So he pointed people to Jesus. That's why he's considered to be the greatest of all the prophets. Not only did he talk about one day the Messiah would come, he actually pointed out and said, "There is the Messiah." So he told people about Jesus, the Lamb of God. Now, there are some special qualities of John that we should try to imitate. The first, I think, would be his courage. He was a man of fearlessness and courage. As you know, King Herod was the king in those days, and when he came back from a business trip, he brought back his brother's wife and was living in adultery with his brother's wife. And John the Baptist said, that's a sin. It's a violation of the commandment. You should not do that. Well, Herod respected John, but arrested him to try to shut him up. And so he imprisoned him, put him in the dungeon in the prison. But John was a witness. See, he was able to speak out against the immorality of the society in which he lived. And because of that, he got persecuted. Just like the church, if it stands out for respect for life, for the unborn, for the dignity of marriage, for family values, it will be persecuted by the modern world. We just have to expect that. If we're going to be faithful to Christ, you will be persecuted. If you're teaching the truth, like John the Baptist told the truth, he was arrested, imprisoned, ultimately beheaded for his faith, for upholding the sanctity of marriage and upholding one of the commandments. So I think moral courage is a great virtue to which we should try to emulate and follow the example of St. John the Baptist, a man of great courage. He spoke up for God's teaching, just as we speak up now about religious freedom, which is being violated. At the end of Mass, we'll have a very important announcement right before the final blessing about how our religious freedom as Catholics is being attacked in our modern society and what we need to do to combat that and to pray and fast to make sure that our religious freedom is not being attacked and that we are able to follow our conscience in being Catholics and Catholic employers. So again, very important announcement at the end of Mass today. So again, John the Baptist spoke out. We need to speak out as well to those in authority to let them know that they cannot violate our religious freedoms. And we have the right to practice our faith freely in this country. A second quality that we should learn from John the Baptist is humility. He was such a humble man. He said, I'm not even worthy to loosen the sandal straps of the Messiah. That's how humble he was. His motto, which should be the motto of every one of our spiritual lives, is he must increase and I must decrease, right? Jesus must increase and I must decrease. It's the model for spirituality. See, we want to decrease our pride, our selfishness, our anger, our impatience. We want that to decrease. We want to become less ourselves and more like Christ. That's what it means to become a saint, to become like Jesus, to become holy, to become Christ-like, to be filled more and more with Jesus. And that is the model and the motto of John the Baptist. And what's so interesting is that his feast day, of course, is June 24th. 6 months from now, we have Christmas Eve, which reminds us you only have six more shopping months till Christmas. But it tells us something more, very important as well, that even nature has a nice way of reminding us about John the Baptist, because up until this point, the days have been getting longer, right? More and more light until the other day, the longest day of the year. And now, beginning with the birth of John the Baptist, the days will get shorter. There'll be less and less light until the birth of Jesus at Christmas. December 25th, right around that time, the days begin to get longer again because Jesus, the light of the world, has come into the world. So even nature is a beautiful reminder of John the Baptist decreasing and Jesus, the light of the world, increasing as he comes into this world. So the humility is a great virtue. And lastly, the third thing that we should learn from John the Baptist, besides his courage and humility, is his witness, his evangelization. He was a witness from the womb when he leapt for joy and was sanctified, when Jesus and Mary came into his presence. He was a witness from his mother's womb. He was a witness all the way to the tomb, to the grave, to the dungeon of King Herod. He was a witness. And his motto was not to lead people to himself. It was always to lead people to Christ. That's why he pointed out and said, there is the Lamb of God. So your job as parents is to point out Jesus to your children, to lead your children to Jesus, to lead your grandchildren to Jesus, to lead your spouse to Jesus. That is the whole purpose of life, is to become a saint, to become an apostle, to become an evangelist, and to lead other people to the Lord. And that's what we can learn from John the Baptist. So to tell your friends about the Lord, to bring people to church, to evangelize, to spread your faith, to share your faith with others. That is the great hallmark of John the Baptist. And so we pray today on this great feast day of John the Baptist that we will follow his example of courage, his example of humility, and his example of being a witness in our modern world. God bless you.